California joins the National Voluntary Self-Exclusion Program. The National Voluntary Self-Exclusion Program, NVSEP, has expanded its free gambling self-exclusion support. It already included over 100 properties and 36 online operators across 4 U.S. states and is now adding California. Previously, NVSEP had announced the availability of free self-exclusion support for residents in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, and Tennessee. Starting this August, Californians will also have access to NVSEP's services. This initiative offers a straightforward and cost-free option for individuals in California to voluntarily exclude themselves from gambling activities as a step towards recovery. NVSEP is singularly focused on expanding free and simple access to voluntary self-exclusion to those who need it. This announcement has the potential to help many of the tens of millions of people who either call California home or make it a travel destination and need a free and effective way to protect themselves, said IDPair CEO Jonathan Iwajan. This program is different and separate from those offered by many tribal casinos in California. These operate their own self-exclusion programs. NVSEP's announcement pertains exclusively to the state-run program in California, which includes more than 60 card rooms. This distinction ensures that individuals are aware of the different options available to them and can choose the program that best suits their needs. While this expansion is a significant move for NVSEP, it does not establish an official partnership between IDPair, the company behind the program, and the state of California or its card rooms. The state of California maintains the autonomy to decide whether it will formally join NVSEP in an integrated manner. The growth of NVSEP's self-exclusion support is a positive step forward in the fight against gambling addiction. By making the program accessible to a wider audience, NVSEP is helping to create a safer and more responsible gambling environment. Simple sign up. In California, once a self-exclusion form is submitted and accepted, the Bureau of Gambling Control will send a confirmation letter to the person letting them know they're officially on the list. For one-year exclusions, the Bureau will send a reminder before the term ends. If someone on the list tries to enter a gambling establishment, they must be removed from the premises. The establishment is also required to report the incident to the Bureau. If such a person wins something while gambling, those winnings are taken away and used to fund problem gambling programs run by the California Department of Public Health. The Bureau keeps gambling establishments informed by sending them updates whenever someone new joins the self-exclusion list. This update includes the person's name, photo, birthday, the selected length of their exclusion, and any other details they provided on the form. There's also a separate program in California called self-restriction, offered by individual cardrooms. This is a voluntary agreement where someone can limit their access to a specific cardroom, or restrict things like getting credit, cashing checks, or receiving marketing materials. Cardrooms can use a state-provided form or develop their own. Self-restriction periods can vary and can be a ban of 30 or 90 days, as well as a year or for life. The information is kept on file by the individual cardroom.